Today is Wednesday, February 10th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. Once again, I'm recording a little bit early. I just got off a meeting with my boss. Ugh. Another person asked me the other day, because now that we're I just muted myself, and that is not what I meant to do at all. Now that we're working from home in full force, which we have been for the past year, and I'm sure I've mentioned this on Geeky Gay before, but when I meet new people on Zoom, because that's how we meet now, they ask me, a lot of times I'll get the question of, what do you do? Why do you have a professional microphone, and why do you have professional lighting, and why do you have soundproofing on your walls and all that kind of stuff? And anybody could Google me because I use my real name on all of my shows, but which I think was a mistake. I really should follow the pod as my co-pilot, folks, and I should be, Greg the prime rib steak boy or something, like Taylor the latte boy. I should be Greg is not a horrible name. Greg would not be a good name for me. I don't see myself as a Greg. I could be Christian the double cheeseburger boy. I don't know. I should never say a name is horrible, because someone is going to have that name and then they're going to be like, hey, why are you talking about my name? Anyway, I should have come up with some name when I was doing that modeling website that I used to be on a long time ago. Before I was at Walmart, like way, way, way back, I had a stage name. So I talk bad about people who have stage names, but now when I'm on Zoom calls and they say, so why do you have a mic? And I say, oh yeah, I'm really into podcasting, which I shouldn't say. I should say, oh, I play trumpet and I like to record myself. But I say, oh, I've podcasting is a hobby. And then they say, oh, is there any, are there any podcasts I could listen to? And I don't want to tell them. First of all, I talk about work on my podcasts, and I may talk bad about my boss, or I may, when I'm frustrated, my boss is a lovely person. If you're listening, you're a lovely person. But when you are frustrated with someone, you may talk about them. And this is a personal journal podcast, so I use it as a personal journal. So I really don't want people who work with me to go listen to this podcast. Plus, I'm gay, and some people may not know that. And work is really a sticky situation, because I'm not totally out of the closet at work. It's funny, because I went in Dallas, I was completely out of the closet everywhere, at work, in social situations, everything I did, I was completely open and honest about, I have a boyfriend, I'm, et cetera, et cetera. I sing in the gay chorus, all that. When I moved to Arkansas, I came out to my family and then went back in the closet at work and at church. I don't know why. Well, I know why church, because I go to a Baptist church and they'd probably kick me out if they knew. And some of them probably do know. But if I said it out loud, then they would have to probably take steps. So anyway, I don't want to tell people. So now I'm like, there's nothing that I really want to share. And they're probably, when I say that, they're probably more interested about, oh, we need to Google this Adam person and see what he's doing in his spare time. Anyway, so I had a meeting with my boss, and I always get frustrated because I don't know. I'm not sure if he's just from a totally different culture than where I work, than Walmart, and so he does things so differently, or if he really doesn't know what he's talking about, because he will just say and do some of the most frustrating things, and he has he changes his mind every other day about what he wants us to do, what he wants us to deliver. We're trying to come up with goals for the year, and he's wishy-washy back and forth about what he thinks my goals should be. And so I don't know. But so every time I get out of a meeting with him, I'm frustrated is the bottom line. I feel frustrated. And I told Mark, maybe I need to come up with an exit strategy. And Mark got really big look on his eyes, like, you're quitting your job? And I said, no. Not an exit strategy from Walmart. An exit strategy from my boss. Like, how could I get moved to a different team? Who knows? I don't really know. And also, here's another thing. I know maybe this is going to be one of those work, sessions where I just complain. But he asked me, and this is not a unreasonable ask. I mean, a boss at any company would ask this. They say, what are your goals? What are your career goals? Because as a manager, I want to help you achieve those goals. But why that's frustrating to me is, even though I'm not completely happy with the work that I do on a day-to-day basis, and I'm still trying to figure out what would please me the most, and I'm almost to the point where I think, this job, my job is for money, and then I can enjoy my life outside of work. Because the things that I enjoy doing that are passions of mine, like playing the trumpet, podcasting, doing video and audio production and stuff like that, those are things that I'm not going to make enough money that I'm going to be happy. I'm not going to go off and try to become a radio DJ and make, who knows, $10,000 a year or whatever you make in some small radio market. I'm not going to become a famous podcaster that makes his money off of that. I don't enjoy practicing trumpet, so I'm not going to become a world-famous, world-renowned trumpet player that is able to make money. Those are my passions, if I could even say that I have. I don't even know that I have true passions. I'm a very eclectic person. I enjoy lots of different hobbies, but I don't specialize in one hobby. So it's hard to make a career out of any of them because, it is what it is. But they always ask you, what are your career goals? And most of the time, especially now, because I'm fairly happy with my salary, I'm even though I may not enjoy the day-to-day aspect of what I'm doing, I feel like I'm knowledgeable in what I'm doing, and I provide value, which is always something that I want to do. But I'm not always trying to get to that next level. I'm just not. But I feel like managers, they want that. They want you to have some goal. Oh, I want to rule the world. And then they want to give you steps for how to get there. What if I said, I'm happy where I'm at. You can give me little incremental raises every year and I'll get better and better at better in what I'm doing and get more respect from my coworkers and more weight behind what I say, but I don't necessarily have to move up. Because the more you move up, the more pressure is on you as well. And then you're more likely to get fired because you're in some position where you've got all this pressure on you and you're not the one actually doing the work. And you're getting judged on the work that other people are producing. I don't know. I mean, it's just, so I don't know what to say when they ask me that. So I told him, well, I've always been kind of more of a go with the flow sort of person because I don't know what I want to be when I grow up. And he said, well, that's a problem. You really need to map it out. I've made that mistake before in my life too. And I wanted to say, well, why is that a problem? If I'm good with the salary that I'm making now and I'm providing value for the company, then why do I have to have some long-term moving up the ladder? It's such an American thing, right? It's such an because in other countries, I think it would be perfectly acceptable for someone to say, you know what? I'm happy with my work-life balance. I'm happy with the amount of vacation that I can take. I'm happy being able to leave work at work and go home and live my life and go to work and provide value for my employer, get a paycheck, all of that. But I feel like in America, you can't say that. You've got, there's something wrong if you're not trying to constantly achieve that next golden ring. I don't know. It's weird. Sorry, I just, like I said, I just had my one-on-one with my boss. It really affects me. So I recorded Throwing Down yesterday with Joe. I was a little bit unhappy because I dropped the stream. We started streaming Throwing Down on Pride48.com. So it's every other Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern. So it'll, the next time that we record will be, because Pride 48 doesn't have a good way to advertise live shows right now. I should work on that. The 23rd will stream again at 7 p.m. Eastern, so you all should mark your calendar. But I was, that's the first time that we've done it, and because I'm doing this new streaming software, and for whatever reason, my laptop dropped the stream, and I didn't know it, and people were sitting there not being able to hear us for 5 minutes. And then my computer started acting up, and so Joe was sounding all choppy. So I know I told you guys one of my laptops died. Today I opened up my good laptop, my really good laptop that I just bought a year ago, and the Wi-Fi is not working. And I've tried every troubleshooting, everything that I could think of, and it seems that the Wi-Fi chip has actually gone out. Now I have two dud laptops. Ugh. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.